All right, so this week we have the special guest and the special honor of having JP Peterson on here to get us straight, because you know I love to talk a lot of shit. Sometimes I'm right. Well, most of the times I'm right. Sometimes I'm wrong. But
always wrong.
Yeah, Matt would probably argue this, but regardless, we got somebody who knows a little bit more than us, so we felt like it'd be a good place to start kind of talking about what the Bucks have done, what they're looking to do, these playoffs. You know, without any further lead up, how do you feel about that Washington game? Do you feel confident leading into the Saints game, or are we nervous?
Well, I mean, look, let's just be honest. The Saints are a better football team, but not by much. Not by much. And I do think this is a much different Bucks team that will be going to New Orleans compared to the one that lost 38-3 back in Tampa many weeks ago. I think, first of all, that was AB's first game, and he was really had no clue what he was doing. I think the Bucks were trying to work him in. It was, you know, just a very clunky, awkward, lot of guys on the wrong page. They just were not. And then, of course, the Bucks abandoned the running game because they got behind so quickly. It was the worst possible scenario, you know, as they fell into the trap of seven-step drops against a great pass-rushing team. They get after Brady. He's not good under pressure, 38-3. It's a much different team. I think you saw against Washington, Leftwich is finally, you know, gone to a predominance of play action. I mean, my God, they called 13 play action passes in that game. Wow. I mean, that's like that's like triple what they were doing against. I think there were four play action passes in that game against New Orleans. So, and there was so much more balance in this last game. They ran for, what, 143 yards on Washington, threw for 383. They ran up 500 yards on a really good defense.
Yes, we did.
So this is a completely different offense that the Saints are going to see. But, you know, let's just be objective about it. The Saints have the best – I think the Saints have the best roster in football, offensively and defensively. I think they're the most well-balanced team. And they're playing at home, albeit, you know, thank God they have a Democratic mayor and there will only be 3,000 fans there. Thank
you. Oh, don't get them started.
Hey, out here in Nashville, we know what it's like. I got you.
Oh, that's right. You're in Nashville, you poor bastard.
Someday I'll tell you about the 34%, you know, tax increase we're about to have. So, but that's another conversation for another time.
You are living in the world already, baby. That's great. Well, thank God we have a governor named Ron DeSantis. But anyway, there will not be a great home field advantage for the Saints. And you know, I'm not going to sit here and predict the Bucks are going to, you know, win this game. I think they have a very good chance to win it. This is a quintessential playoff game. You got two teams that know each other very well. I think, you know, the Bucks have some advantages, some good matchups they can take advantage of. I think the Saints do too. It's going to come down to which team executes and plays the best. And I know that's, you know, kind of cliche, but it's also kind of fun to know. It's just going to be, you know, one-on-one, Levante David with Kamara in the flat. Go get him. Who's going to win? You know, it's going to be fun to watch. And, of course, you throw the rivalry and the, you know, I think there's some legitimate distaste for each other. No question about it. Kind of like a Ravens-Titans thing. So this is about as close as you can get to good college football rivalry hate. I love it.
So I get, look, no Devin White. I've kind of called him on here like, our eraser on defense to me. Like he kind of makes up for a lot of mistakes, but I've been kind of banging the drum for the past couple weeks that, man, we just cannot seem to get a pass rush with just four. Do you think, I mean, look, I love JPP. I love Shaq, but you kind of see him come on in spurts. And I think I saw a stat that Greg Allman put out the other day that it hadn't been since the Vikings game, since either one of them got a sack. I mean, to me, we can't win, you know, going forward, especially making a deep run without those guys contributing. Nonetheless, the guys on the back end not playing well. But what do you think about those two areas, D-line and secondary, and what kind of has to go well for us going forward?
Well, I said it when it happened, you know, when Vita Vea went down, that it was going to have a drastic effect on this defense because you just can't replace guys like that. I mean, I really believe he's top three nose guard in the league, and he accounts for two interior linemen on every pass rush. And when he's in there, we got pressure with four. because that got a lot everybody else singled up. And the, one of those three guys, usually if it's a Sue or JPP or Shaq, one of those guys is going to win. And it wasn't, you know, out of the question that Vita Vea was going to be two guys. He's that big of a factor. So without him, you know, Todd Bowles has had to change his defense. And there, you know, and that game against the Saints, he was trying something new, that they were going to play, you know, they were going to rush four and play coverage and play zone. It was a disaster. You know, it was a disaster. So, and the other part about it is if you blitz Drew Brees and you leave some of our corners in one-on-one, those guys are going to be exposed, especially against Michael Thomas. So you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. But if I'm Todd Bowles, I got to blitz. I got to come after Drew Brees and take my chances. And, yeah, we're probably going to give up some plays. But you're hoping that you balance that out with making Brees make a few mistakes. And Drew Brees will throw you two or three a game. You know, if you get some pressure on him, he's like Brady. He'll throw you two or three a game. But you damn well, you better catch him. And you better make some hay with those turnovers. You know, again, so that's what it's going to come down to. I think if they try to go rush four and play coverage, he'll pick you apart all game long. And they'll run Kamara, and that's what happened in that first game. So I don't think there's a snowball's chance in hell that Bowles is going to sit back in this game. So we're either going to make some plays on defense or we're going to give up 45. And listen, Carlton Davis has been injured. When he's right, he's a pretty good cover corner. I'm not going to say he's great. You know, Sean Murphy bunting is getting better, but not great. Jamel Dean is good against straight line fast guys, but any good route runners, he's going to struggle. And he's not the smartest guy in the world in terms of football IQ. So, you know, Winfield is a hell of a player. He's the best player we got in the back end. Let's just be honest about that.
That's what I was just going to say. I was texting Ryan this weekend. I said, damn it, if Winfield don't look like our best player in the secondary already.
Oh, no question.
After six premium picks on corners, that's what we get.
I know. Doesn't that suck? I was watching MJ Stewart yesterday. You know, it's funny. They actually put him up. Did you see this? They put him up as like one of the players of the game because he got that one pick, which was a deflection where he was off, you know, he was off his man by 3 yards. And he had 9 tackles. Well, yeah, he had 9 freaking tackles because they were picking on him all game. I mean, he gave up so many yards, and dude just can't cover man-to-man. He was, what, our high second-round pick?
Yep. Couldn't catch a cold here in Tampa.
Yeah, but, you know, we got it. Here's how we win the game. Devin White, turn him loose, force Drew Brees into making some bad plays. You know, Levante David, they're just going to have to get after these guys, mix up their coverages, disguise them well, and just play. They're going to have to play a really good. And they got to tackle, man. They got to tackle Kamara. I'm not worried about him running the football. Our run defense is still pretty damn good. Yep. But you know, they're going up against one of the best play callers in the game, and Sean Payton. And let's just be honest about this, boys. The Bucs have lost, and Arians has lost 4 straight to Sean Payton. Oof. And I would submit that they've been out coached every single time.
Agreed.
And they better come with a better freaking game plan this time. I think the offense will definitely be better, but the defense, Todd Bowles has got to come up with something that's going to work. So we'll see. But I'm, you know, I said this when the playoffs began. I'm not worried about our roster. I'm not worried about us being outmanned in any game. I'm worried about us being outcoached.
That was going to be my question. I was going to talk about keys to the Saints game. You kind of touched on them. I feel like my key every time I look at this is all year I've been beating the drum on Byron Leftwich play calling. All year I've said, you know, our weapons are really good, short, quick bursts, Scotty Miller, Godwin, AB. He made a career doing this in Pittsburgh, yet we're running tons of vertical routes, and it just never made sense until we started going more 12 personnel, Brayton Gronk on the field, and you saw a lot of that with Washington. And surprisingly, and to his credit, Gronk was left one-on-one a lot with Chase Young and you know, you wanted Tom, but you didn't get him, Chase, just a little footnote. But regardless, you know, I feel like we've had some of our best flow and rhythms when we've been out of 12, 2 tight ends, and it's coming off play action because you can run the ball, and Rojo's done well in those scenarios, but also getting Brait, who I think is a good pass-catching tight end, not going to give you much in blocking. And so I say that to say, have you felt like offensively the play calling has improved from a schematic, or is it just he's getting into a better rhythm and kind of finding his flow as an offensive coordinator?
Well, I don't think there's any question that it's improved dramatically. I think, when AB first got here, they were struggling between trying to find a spot for him. And it's like I use the analogy because I'm an Italian at my core. And my mom, Roxana D'Amelia, she taught me how to cook sauce from scratch, right? Mm-hmm. So when you're making sauce, you got to keep tasting the sauce to make sure it's where it needs to be. And if if somebody comes by and throws a whole bunch of cilantro into your sauce, I mean, it's gonna mess things up for a while until you can blend it and get the other spices to equal it out. And that's exactly what was going on. When you throw a heavy spice in, like an Antonio Brown, it's gonna mess up everything else until you get it all right. And we finally got the sauce right. And I think, Leftwich has figured it out with Brady, and it was going to take some time. It's just going to take time. And they know now that it's play action. It's the shorter, and I think Brady can go down the field when he needs to. So right now, I think we've got that hybrid, that perfect hybrid between the Arians, risk it, no biscuit, and the Brady more conservative offense. And right now, I think they've finally gotten on the same page, and the sauce is perfect. Sauce is right. Let's eat.
I love the analogy. Yeah, now I'm thinking all Italian food tonight.
Well, hey, we appreciate you coming. One more little kind of two-part question before you go. So we do a little Bucks tailgate talk. Obviously, our name. We like to tell people what to grill out, maybe what we're drinking for the weekend. So if you could tell us maybe your plans, maybe your favorite drink, maybe something these guys should be grilling out, watching a huge game. And then also if you could touch real quick before you go, some people are asking us just any Super Bowl information you got. Like, I don't know, did they come out with a definite number on fans? And is there going to be a lot of stuff going on that week? Obviously, coming to Tampa, just anything you can give us that way.
All right. I got a little bit on both here. All right. Let's start with the grilling, right? I'm a bratwurst guy. Love the bratwurst, a quality bratwurst. Grilling it's the important part is the quality of the bratwurst, right? And then you kind of boil. I like boiling into beer for a little bit, give it a little bit of taste, and then throw it on the grill, and get it to that nice crispy part. And then, of course, you got to have, a good bun, a good solid bun for the bratwurst, nice and soft. And then I'm a sauerkraut, raw onion, spicy mustard. That to me is the perfect freaking bratwurst right there.
Oh, hey, it sounds good. Yeah, like you said.
I like ribs too. I'm a big spare ribs guy too. Love the ribs. I got a special recipe for that. Man, I could just crush that. I'm an IPA guy, so okay. My Sweetwater 420 out of Atlanta, phenomenal. Okay. And then here locally, a Coppertail Unholy. And the Unholy is a great Belgian beer, Belgian type beer. It's 9.3% alcohol, I believe, but it's got a great bite to it. And or the Sweetwater 420 or a Free Dive, that to me is perfect tailgating food and drink.
Oh, that sounds good.
That.
Hell yeah.
Now, as far as Super Bowl things, we're doing a couple of things. We got a Saturday night at Topgolf. David Ortiz and Chris Godwin are coming together for a charity event. This is going to be unbelievable. They're going to have A-list celebrities. Topgolf is going to be popping, and they're going to have open bar food. It's like a $250 ticket. We're going to give away a couple of them on the air on my show, JP Peterson Show, 3 to 6 every
now
day.
Is this even if Chris Godwin is playing in the Super Bowl?
Yeah. Now he won't be at the party if he's playing it. I mean, he might be able to make an appearance. I'm not sure, but
I
would doubt it if he's playing with the COVID protocol.
Right. That's what I
figured. He might be there virtually, but if the Bucks aren't playing in it, then he'll be there. It's going to be socially distant as much as they can. You get to buy a pod, and that has to be your family pod, whatever. So, and then they'll pair you up with a celebrity, but that's going to be That's going to be bomb party. That's going to be fantastic. There's a Saturday morning, if you're a dog lover like me, my dog, Tally the Wonder Dog, at my feet right now. She was a bad dog tonight. She got into the garbage, so she got her ass beat. But if you're a dog person, the Wounded Warrior Service Dogs are going to have the charity is going to have a big event at Eulalie Saturday morning. 9 o'clock, so down on the Riverwalk. So bring your dog down there, and we're going to raise some money. It's going to be a lot of celebs there for that. So that's Saturday morning. That'll be free right off the Riverwalk. The Maxim party, I'm hearing, is going to be at Bar Howard. And it's not finalized yet. You guys are hearing like some scoop here.
Exclusive.
There we go.
Yes, so that's going to be, I think, one of the best parties of the week. But bottom line, guys, I'm hearing is, you know, all the major corporations, all the major networks are just toning everything down. No major parties, major nothing. So, yeah, this is.
And we were still, what was the last count you heard as far as in the stadium game day?
25,000. And I just talked to some people. And this week, and that are privy to a lot of that, they haven't, you know, come to a final number there. There was talk of getting a bunch of first responders in there who have been vaccinated, like, you know, anywhere from 500 to 10,000 in their own like section.
Gotcha. Vaccine,
you know, kind of a PR move for the vaccine. So they're, I think they're still, even at this date, working through a lot of different things. So I don't think anything's been set in stone yet, but which is a shame. I mean, I just think that, you know, it's time to, I know there's a lot of cases out there, but the death rates have gone down and, you know, I don't know. I'm one of those folks that just believes if you're in the vulnerable population, lock it down.
No, exactly. I did my couple games. I got club seats out there. I was at a couple games this year, man. And, you know, even the way they did, I'll be honest, it was actually kind of nice. I mean, spread out a little bit, and you never felt like you were, you know, it was just a nice way they had it set. They did a great job the couple games I went to.
So. Oh, you didn't feel crowded at all or in danger at all. I mean, I think they're putting about 15 to 17,000 in the Raymond James. And it's just, I mean, I walked around and I've just saw it just like, yeah, there's no way this is going to be a super spreader event in any way. You know,
it was funny. I'll give you a little. So I walk up, Ryan was in Nashville. I went with another buddy of mine. I was texting him. So I walk up the stairs into the club and they got, I walk by and I'm like, man, I know that guy. I get real close to him. Two security guys are taking Warren Sapp out. Did you hear about that?
No.
Ryan, and I was texting Ryan, he said something on Twitter that I guess he was like a close contact on COVID or something, and they made him leave. He was in the club, they made him leave.
Really? You know, yeah. I thought that was the same game. I was going in the gate D, the press entrance, and he was there, and evidently somebody was supposed to leave him tickets or something, and so but they wouldn't let him in, and he was pissed off, and then finally somebody came down from the Bucks and got him in. But
I don't know. That was what game is that you were talking about? I think I was the Saints. It was actually the Saints game, the one I'm talking about.
Yeah, it might have been that game. Yeah.
Oh, that's we appreciate you coming on and taking your time at night. And everyone get on JP Peterson. I always listen on the app. What else? Anyway, guys.
If you're in Tampa, 96.7 FM, strong signal. If you're in Pinellas, 98.3. From Brooksville to Naples, 8:20 a.m. And on our app, FanStream Sports, or on our website, FanStreamSports.com. Check it out.
Hey, we appreciate it, man.
Right, thank you, sir.
You guys, really appreciate you having me on, man. I really thanks to you. I know you guys got a lot of listeners, so really appreciate you having me on anytime.
All right.
Appreciate it.
We'll talk soon.
Thanks, guys.
Man, well, that was fun, man. It's always fun when you get on with JP or – and you just, you know, you talk to somebody who just knows what's going on. They got the beat of everything, and they're in the know with shit. And, you know, always love listening to JP.
He's been around the damn media so long, man. Like it's crazy talking to those people. And me and you kind of slapdicking around here for a couple years. But, hey, we know what we're doing. We know what we're talking about. We just hadn't been at it as long as him. So, no, that was awesome. Glad he Glad he got on here.
You know, good thing we have him on, teach you a couple things, you know what I mean? But for, here's my thing. Following some of those conversations, I feel like, you know, we kind of touched on keys to the game. I'll say this. Let's get into, like, how you think it's going to go. I mean, I think we can all, we can point out what we kind of obviously know is our downfalls. We know what some of our strengths are. I'm going to, listen, this year just feels different, bro. I feel like, you know, to JP's point, we've lost four in a row. I think it becomes, we're 1-4 against the Saints. I think we get the dub. I do.
Yeah, you know, I kind of feel like at this point, you know, to the, going back touch on what he said, like, we've kind of figured out, look, play action works. There's even times we're seeing, like, max protect where we got seven guys in the box, which,
yep.
Hey, when you got Mike Evans, Godwin, and Antonio Brown playing like they are, you can do that, and they're still getting open. So I kind of think we know what we're getting from the offense. We're not going to probably rush for 200 yards. We're going to do enough to mix it in. Hopefully Rojo's back and gives us that little extra burst and the opportunity for a bigger play. But anyway, I kind of feel like we know what we're going to get from the offense. Now, defense – man, I tell you what, like I brought up to JP, I'm worried. I do think we're going to have to just get up there, play, and we're going to have to force their hand, get after them. You know, I've said this in a couple games before, hey, so if you didn't quite hear the whistle blow and you want to knock Breeze down early and get a little 15-yarder, hey, I'm okay with that.
No, fuck that shit. I feel like we need to knock the absolute piss out of them. I mean, that's know, where I'm at.
Get him a little rattled. Hopefully he's already thinking about retirement. But Devin White is going to be jacked up to freaking play. And I just, to me, you know, I just keep going back to, damn it, JPP and Shaq. So one of them needs to make a big play, a strip sack. I think they're going to need to get their hands up quick, maybe some batted balls. But those guys got to show up, man. They're too important to our defense. They're getting paid too much. They got to make a difference here. Whether it be one big play, you know, a strip sack, fumble, I'll take that. You know, just something like that. And hopefully the back end can just be good enough to keep our offense in it and not let New Orleans run away from it.
Yeah, for me, I feel like we've hit a point where we know our strengths, like we've been saying. And now it's just about going out and slaying the dragon. I mean, honestly, I think that's where we're at. We just got to put a full game together, play sound football, get a couple stops on defense, and capitalize when we get our opportunities. And I think we can make this happen. I think we get this win. And I'll tell you what, I'll go bold with you. We win this game, we're going to Super Bowl, period.
Yeah, you know, I did want to bring that up. I wish we could have talked to him a lot, but didn't want to keep him longer. You know, me and you out here on a Tuesday night trying drinking. To get A, but we're trying to get something to the fans out here. We're trying to get it to you guys, so... Yeah, I honestly think there's a good chance, and I forget the guy that came on JP's show earlier today said, and I see the same way, I think the winner of this game goes to the Super Bowl. I think Bucks or Saints, I think, can beat Packers or Rams, however it shakes out. I think the winner of this game goes. And look, we got a shot. We got Brady. We got the offensive weapons. If Todd Bowles you know, the thing I'm hoping is he's played it a little vanilla, didn't want to let the cat out of the bag, and he's got some tricks out here. Drew Brees probably seen everything, but, hey, he can let a ball float or two, and we take advantage. But we got to be on our A-game, that's for sure. It's going to take an A-game to win. I don't know. Our defense definitely wasn't about a C-minus game last week. So, hey, we got to come with an A-game to win, but –
I'll say this.
I'm not doing any predictions. You know what it is.
Yeah. My thoughts are simply on defense, release Devin White. He's had so much success when rushing the passer. I think we need to bring pressure consistently and often. And I'll tell you what, this might not be popular with some folks, but if we're bringing consistent pressure and we're blitzing and we're throwing some exotic looks, I'll live and die by playing man on the outside. Because I'll take my lumps knowing if we get a couple hits on Drew Brees, those sore ribs, he already done throw a tight spiral. I'm just convinced we get a couple licks on him, man, you start throwing the ball a little quicker. Don't want to stay in the pocket quite as long. Throw it down, even if you do have a man. It's just, you know, pressure does funny things to quarterbacks. And to me, Devin White, throughout this year, he has 9 sacks from middle linebacker. He's obviously doing something right. He knows what he's doing. Unleash him. This is the game. We go all in and we live and die by it. And, you know, if you're going to risk it, you know, we're trying to get this biscuit. So go out here and go for it. And so to me, that's how we win. And offensively, I want to see more of the same. The last 3-4 weeks, you know, it's hard to argue with what we've been doing. It's been mixed up. The formations have been nice. I feel like we've gotten a good mixture of run pass. Play action's been solid. Taking our shots when we needed to. And, you know, you can't argue with the outcomes. And I think if we do that, we can get a couple stops and keep Kamara to basically playing as a receiver. I think we got a shot, man. I really do. And I know history would tell us otherwise, but I feel confident.
Yeah, you know, the one thing we got on our side, seeing a team 3 times in a year, that kind of helps out. Hard to beat, you know, a team in division you're so comfortable with 3 times. So, yeah, I agree. To me, the defense, if we're going to go down, let's go down swinging. Let's get after their ass, play some man-to-man, get up there, not just let us sit in zone. And that shit didn't work. We've seen that. And, yeah, I think we're in a much better flow offensively. I expect that to put high 20, 30 in the 30s type of points. I think there's no reason we shouldn't. And let's go get it. Sunday, prime time, 6 o'clock. Ryan, what are you thinking?
I'm scared to say it, even though I've already said it, but I think Bucks 31-28.
You can't say anything else. We got to go Bucks win. I'm going to go in just like last week. I told you I was going to do it. I took off my shirt. I jumped in my pool. I'm going again. Bucks win. Fire the cannons. I'm going. Fire the cannons. We're going, Jason Light in the pool, baby. We're going in.